In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, welcome into the Lake Show here on this Thursday evening. News Talk 830 WCCO. Quick reminder, tomorrow night we're going to be at Inbound Brewing, couple of blocks away from Target Field, taking you up to Twins pregame. So let's get our pre-Twins tailgate hangout at the brewery on tomorrow at 6 p.m. But today, I was at Minnesota Vikings training camp in Eagan, TCO Performance Center. I got a chance to see the guys, and I am excited. I'm excited. It's football, so of course we're all excited, right? But I'm excited for the new quarterback, J.J. McCarthy. I'm not excited for J.J. because I think he has some big arm. I don't know that. I'm not excited because I think that he will be this dual threat using his arm and his legs, and he'll be able to rush for a gazillion yards. I don't know that either. I don't know yet that he'll be this genius at deciphering what defenses want to do against him and how he's going to combat that. And it's funny because when I was in this lounge in this suite, and there was Kwesi, Adolfo Mensa, was talking to our group, not one person asked about JJ, which was kind of interesting. But I'm excited for JJ, not because of him being maybe mobile, big arm, super smart. I'm excited because I believe in Kevin O'Connell. I believe in the magical wizard, offensive genius of what he has shown with quarterbacks in his short time as the Vikings head coach. That's what I have faith in. It's as simple as that. And I don't know if Vikings fans are there, because remember here in this offseason, there were some that wanted to go the route of getting Aaron Rodgers here, which I was not in favor of. He lands with Pittsburgh. But to me, in KOC, I trust. I trust that Kevin O'Connell knows what he's doing. His track record is phenomenal with quarterbacks. Isn't that enough? Or is that not enough for you guys? 651-461-9226. That's enough for me. KOC is enough for me. It's Sounds like OPP and Naughty by Nature.
Hip hop, hey, ho, hey.
But in all seriousness, like, that's what makes me excited. When I was there today, it wasn't like I had the binoculars on and I'm like staring and I'm like, oh my gosh, watch his every move. Oh, look at the way JJ moves around. Oh my, no.
Does he have fast muscle twitch?
I don't care anything about that in a practice or even in the preseason.
What about the arm angle?
I am excited because I think that KOC is the type of coach, and he's already shown it with quarterbacks, that he can mold them into something special.
This is the first time that we've seen this regime with a young quarterback that's their guy. They came into Kirk Cousins, who, I mean, Kevin O'Connell knew and had worked with, but it wasn't their handpicked guy. And you had to work through the Kirk Cousins contract. You had to work through the bridge that was Sam Darnold. And now you're at a point where this is everything that we had wanted with the Vikings to solidify the offensive line. You've got Addison when he's going to play, Justin Jefferson when he's healthy. You got TJ Hockenson, an upgraded running back room. Everything is there for your guy on a rookie contract to come in and step in and be the guy. This is ultimately what you had been building over the last 3 to 4 years, purging all of those old contracts. Everything is here. Your handpicked guy. Now there's no excuses. He's a piece of clay. You can mold him however you want. At only 22, it's not like he comes in and, you know, he's got several years under him. This is your guy. You developing into whatever you want him to be.
Yeah, and the other thing about
this... And we've seen that KOC knows what he's doing.
The other thing about this that I enjoy and I like is the fact that we're just getting to it. Like, we're getting to it right now in terms of, like, we're about to dive in and see what's what. There are other organizations that have went the route of they've got a quarterback already there, and then they draft a guy, and then they have the guy on the sidelines waiting for a couple of years. Our guy waited a year to get his chance, and some of that was due in part to the fact that he got injured, and the starter last year was doing a hell of a job.
Pro bowler.
And so when you look at this, like, this isn't necessarily the Jordan Love situation. Like, remember the whole Jordan Love thing? People were like, okay, because once you draft a quarterback, you're on the clock. Okay, let's just call it for what it is.
Yes.
Because of the rookie contracts and everything that
you
plays
don't want to waste those years where it's affordable.
You look at everything, and you're on the clock. The Vikings, the moment that they took JJ, went on the clock. For how many years you're on the clock, it's typically four because you're looking at that rookie contract. But the way that it's shaken out here is that you're not waiting around anymore. Same thing happened in Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes. He sat behind
Alex Smith.
Alex Smith for 1 year. 1 year. And then that was it. Now, I'm not sitting here saying that J.J. McCarthy is going to be the next Patrick Mahomes.
That's what I heard.
But realistically, you look at this, I'm excited. But are you guys, are you as excited as I am about this entire situation? 651-461-9226. Because I am stoked, and it really is more about the coach and me having trust in him than about the player. And I'm not saying that JJ's not a good player, okay? Everybody believes he's a good player. There are some people, talent evaluators, that were higher on him than others. To be honest with you, I wasn't that high on him in the draft. I was like, he seems okay, but is he going to be a star? We'll see if he's going to be a star. Hopefully he will be a star, because typically when the Minnesota Vikings draft quarterbacks, it hasn't always worked out. We'll take your reaction, phone calls, and texts. We do that next year on The Lake Show.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm not going to give KOC all the credit for Kirk Cousins, because Kirk Cousins was a good quarterback before he got to Minnesota. I do believe he got better once he got here. There was something that we saw at least for a couple of weeks with Josh Dobbs.
And then the astronaut.
Then he kind of faltered a little bit. But
kind of.
But outside of that, Sam Darnold, you look at Sam Darnold and what he did last year. I'm not going to sit here and try to take away from Sam Darnold putting in the work. But that was an investment from this organization into a quarterback that has shown nothing in his time in the National Football League. The bulk of the credit I have to give to Kevin O'Connell. You have to give him that credit, because Sam Darnold was somebody that was trending to be one of those just kind of backup quarterbacks, a guy that's never going to fulfill his potential, a guy that will never be a Pro Bowl quarterback. Funny, he comes here 1 year Pro Bowler. Outstanding. That's the KOC effect. And I have to give him props for that. But are you somebody like myself that looks at J.J. McCarthy and says, well, we got a lot of questions about him. How big is his arm? How mobile is he going to be? How accurate is he going to be? All the things. But do you have faith? Are you as excited as I am? I am, and I stated in the opening segment, it's because of Kevin O'Connell. 651-461-9226. That's the main reason why. It's because of the coach. And specifically, this coach looks and identifies quarterbacks and says, I can work with this. Last year, they handpicked Sam Darnold.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they drafted J.J., but they said in free agency, we like Darnold. We think that he's a guy that we can have come in here, maybe vie for the starting job, maybe start the year, and then we transition to J.J. But it ended up being the best case scenario that you ever could have imagined.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons why you can be excited, is because this was their handpicked guy. Now, you can say, you know, did they want Michael Penix? Was it Bo Nitwheel? Were there other factors at play? I don't think they would have drafted a quarterback at number 10 if they didn't think that this was the guy that could fit into this offense and make this offense go. You're not going to take a square peg into a round hole when you know that everything you've been building up is to 2025. This is what you had been working for. This is your handpicked guy. You know the skill set, you know the strengths, you know the weaknesses, you know how to accentuate the positives and minimize and cover the negatives until you can turn those into strengths. So in that respect, it's not like they're working with somebody that they're not comfortable with, kind of like what you were talking with Sam Darnold. They handpicked this guy to say he might have come from a run-first offense in Michigan. But unlike Trey Lance at North Dakota State, there are certain limitations. Carson Wentz came from a very conservative offense at North Dakota State, was in the running for an NFL MVP before he blew out his knee. You've got a guy that, looking at the intangibles, this is a guy they think they can work with. This is our guy. They handpicked him.
And they traded up to get him. Now, they moved up a spot, but nonetheless, they moved up to 10 to ensure that they got the quarterback that they wanted.
How much pressure do you think with Bo Nix being taken right after by Denver? And I don't think Sean Payton's comments are going to play into it, because we know that Sean Payton is a horse's ass in, you know, inside of a bag of donkey vomit. But the feelings of Sean Payton notwithstanding, Bo Nix seems to have kind of settled in at Denver. Is there any pressure on the Vikings with J.J. McCarthy, knowing that the guy right behind him has already established himself as a good young ascending quarterback?
No.
Okay.
No.
I was just wondering if that played into it at all.
There shouldn't be any pressure on J.J. because, number one, that guy got a chance to play fully healthy last year, and you did not. So there's going to be a learning curve for all rookie quarterbacks, specifically Bo Nix. And what Daniels did last year
is a freak.
That is, like, that's the bar.
That's the exception. That's not the rule.
That's like you're looking at the outstanding rookie of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody, I don't care how good JJ could be this year or how good Bo, I don't think they're coming close to that. We're talking about that guy was, they were in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
They were one win away from getting to the Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, Jaden Daniels is much more of a runner, too, than J.J. McCarthy is. I think Jaden Daniels is dynamic. I don't know if J.J. McCarthy is, you know, quote-unquote explosive or dynamic in the same way that Jaden Daniels is. Like, Jaden Daniels is a game breaker.
No. I'm not even comparing them in that way. I don't even look at J.J. McCarthy and think that he's going to be a running quarterback.
You're
like
talking
that.
About the success?
I'm talking about just like how well
games?
He performed.
Okay.
Like at what level he played at. He played like a vet. And it wasn't just like, yeah, he can run and scramble and all that. That dude was making throws. So we want to see J.J. McCarthy be the entire package. But to answer your question, no, I don't feel any extra pressure on him because of what Bo Nix did last year.
Okay. Well, I do know that, I mean, when you look at the pure athleticism, like, Jaden Daniels is in a class by himself. But I think one thing that J.J. McCarthy has for him is, I mean, you look at the wide receivers last year, Diami Brown, Terry McLaurin, Zach Ertz, a combination of Brian Robinson and, you know, Austin Eckler as your running backs. I think the skill position players that the Vikings have are absolutely head and shoulders above what Washington had last year. I just think that, boy, comparing Jaden Daniels, I mean, I don't know if you can win game. You can't win games the same way that Washington did, but you were in a good division with an underperforming Cowboys team and the Philadelphia Eagles, who, you know, won the Super Bowl. And I don't think that division is, you know, any tougher than what we're seeing here in the NFC North.
Yeah, the text line, a couple people weighing in about the quarterbacks. From the 952, Bo Nix will be 26 in February. J.J. McCarthy turns 23 in January, so they are 3 years apart. So you're right, Henry, the draft position is not that important there. Yeah, there's, like, Bo Nix is ahead of the game with regards to all that. Like, he's older. We'll see how things kind of, like, play out for him. I think that Bo Nix will be fine.
Yeah, but I mean, you know that there's going to be a comparison. Like, J.J. McCarthy is going to get comparisons to somebody. And to me, the natural, even though, yeah, there are 3 years, you know, difference between the two of them, because, you know, the talk was that, you know, they had to jump Denver to get somebody. I think, what was it, the trade with the Jets to move up. And then Sean Payton's like, well, this is the guy that we wanted all along.
There's initial comparisons, but then after that, no one cares. Like, there'll be initial comparisons like the first couple of years, but then after that, nobody cares. Because right now, Patrick Mahomes, who got drafted before Patrick Mahomes?
I don't even know.
Well, who was the quarterback that got drafted out of North Carolina that went to the Bears?
Oh, Mitch Trubisky, the guy that didn't know what an audible was.
No one
was.
Talks about him anymore. Yeah. There's so maybe they compared him the first couple of years.
Well, and that's kind of
the first couple of years, no one gives a damn.
And that's where I'm kind of thinking here. Like 3-4 years down the road, I don't want it to be any sort of a conversation, but I just feel like there's going to be something there until JJ proved, because it's something tells me there's going to be, and it might be completely unnecessary. But I can see that chatter being out there until JJ starts to establish himself.
This is a good text, although I don't agree with it, okay? I agree with it, but then again, I don't, okay? And let me just go ahead and read it. Text line. Love this text. Henry, it's all about the offensive line. They're all good athletes. Every quarterback needs protection to produce. There's no disputing that the better your offensive line is, the better you're going to be at the position. But let's not minimize what these quarterbacks need to be. Just because you have a good offensive line, that does not mean that you're going to be a good quarterback. You can have the best offensive line in the world, and you can still end up being a bad quarterback.
Oh, absolutely. You've got to have the skill set to be able to produce.
No question.
You can't just throw, you know, anybody back there if they're a great athlete. Because you do see great athletes and quarterbacks that are put into good spots and they can't produce because they just don't, you know, they don't have it. You know, some guys have it. Now, what kind of a quarterback is J.J. McCarthy going to be? Is he going to be a game manager, or is he going to be somebody that's going to be able to go out there and make plays? I don't know. You'd like to think that, I mean, if you're drafting a guy in the first round, he can't be a game manager. Like,
listen,
this.
Matthew Stafford has been a top-notch quarterback since he's come into the league, and he's played with some horrible offensive lines. He's that good. Matthew Stafford's a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yes, he is.
Like, he's going to be in Canton. It's not like all of his offensive lines have been great, because they haven't.
No. There were some lean years in Detroit. Do we remember when the Lions used to be bad? Because they used to be bad for a long, long time. And part of that was the fact that they didn't have anybody to protect the quarterbacks. I mean, you could look at, you know, I'm going to go back to Derek Carr. Derek Carr was a great athlete. And, or not Derek Carr, God, who was the guy for the Texans that just got lambasted? But
David Carr.
David Carr, yeah. I was thinking Derek Carr, who just retired with the shoulder injury. Great quarterback coming out of college, really good athlete, but Houston had nobody, and ultimately he got hit so much that accelerated his career, and, I mean, he was only in the league for a handful
of years. Yeah, that happens. Having a bad line can crush you, no question about it. But we've seen guys overcome bad lines, and we've seen guys have good careers even though their lines were at times mediocre. So it's not one size fits
all. It's a combination of everything.
Yes, no question about it. All right, we are just, man, literally weeks away from school starting up for young people. But summer's not over. In the YMCA of the North and Special Olympics Minnesota, they have announced a groundbreaking partnership to launch unified sports camps this August at 7 schools and YMCAs throughout the Twin Cities. And joining us in studio coming up next, former sports anchor from Care 11, Eric Perkins, and his daughter, Jenna Perkins, join us in studio to talk about that next. All right, right before the break, I talked about the announcement of the YMCA of the North and the Special Olympics Minnesota announcing their groundbreaking partnership, launching unified sports camps this August. And this was the first week. And joining us in studio to talk about the camps and the setup and everything that's going on, you guys remember Eric Perkins. Perk at Play from Care 11. He's in studio. This is the first time he's ever been on the Lake Show, so I'm gonna grill him and his daughter, Jenna. are joining us here in studio to talk about this partnership, and Jenna's on staff there. First off, How you doing, E?
What's up, Henry? This is actually the first time I've ever set foot in any WCCO building,
really?
Period. 100%.
So wait. Did Chad Hartman and all of the other WCCO personalities throughout the years, they had something against Perkett playing?
They must.
What's going on?
I don't know. Dude, is there beef? I'm not sure. But no, this is and it's awesome because like we were walking down the street looking oblivious, like, where do we go? Jason DeRussia comes out of nowhere. I got you. I'll let you in the building. And then he introduces himself to Jenna. He's like, Jenna, okay, so your dad and I both used to be famous. We're not anymore.
And Jenna, thanks for being here as well.
Thanks for having me.
You doing good?
Yeah.
All right, you're doing great. Eric, you're doing great. Look, the YMCA of the North and the Special Olympics Unified Sports Camps,
mm-hmm.
I feel like it's super important that we, number one, that we always have things going on for young people. Year-round, right?
Mm-hmm.
But specifically filling in the gap when we talk about summertime and when people are out of school, and now we're ramping up for school, but there's still a little bit of downtime before we get to school time.
Yeah, and so the entire month of August, this is happening. Unified Sports Camps, as you mentioned, the Y and Special Olympics Minnesota, two organizations, frankly, that are both their headquarters are right around this building,
mm-hmm.
and they've been leveling the playing fields for decades for all sorts of kids and people of all ages, frankly.
Yep.
And so this is model that Special Olympics Minnesota has been pushing, and Special Olympics as a whole, nationwide, has been really pushing this model of unified sports, which is kids with and without disabilities playing on the same field together. It has absolutely changed the games. There are 380 plus schools in Minnesota that are unified sports schools, and it's just so profoundly awesome to witness it from a parent perspective, as my daughter has been involved for a while.
All right, so a few things here. Like, number one, I love the fact that this is going on this week, August 4th through the 8th, the 11th through the 15th, the 18th mm-hmm. through the 22nd, mm-hmm. the 25th through the 29th, and it's all over. Like, we're talking White Bear, we're talking Egan, we're talking Richfield, we're talking Fridley, Wyzetta. So it's all over. So there's mm-hmm. a lot of opportunities for young people to be involved. Mm-hmm. Jenna, tell me what it's like for you to be involved and how excited you've been.
I'm excited to be and meeting new people and get to know them better and have a good time.
And on top of that, like, when you are at camp,
yeah.
like, what are some of the things that you find to be your favorite things about being there?
Sports, a lot of sports, and meeting new people and get to know them and have a good time, and also
making new friends, I'm
making
assuming.
New friends and getting people involved in unified sports.
See, that's awesome. And see, one of the things, and this is how I know she's a big time sports fan, and maybe she just got it from you. The first thing that she said to me or asked me when you guys came into the building.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of the Minnesota Lynx, of which I am?
I am a huge fan of Minnesota Lynx.
Who is your favorite Lynx player?
I like all of them.
Do you have a favorite?
Top three.
Who?
Bridget Carlton.
Okay.
And the
Nafisa
and those guys.
Okay, all right. So how many Lynx games have you taken her to?
Well,
right now, at the moment, zero.
No, time out. Oh! Okay.
Your daughter put you in the spot.
I'm kidding.
I have. It's just not this season. Just
not yet.
She's been too busy to pin down because she is doing so many sports through Unified, and she just got finished up with what sport?
Almost finishing up with bocce, and Unified Flag Football started.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and these are the kinds of things that are happening at these sports camps, Henry. Yeah, it's flag
crazy.
Football, it's soccer, it's volleyball, it's
name it.
Yeah, and Jenna's serving as a staff member over in the Wyzetta location, and it's just an opportunity to kind of initiate a lot of these younger kids and usher them into this world of inclusion. Because let's face it, I'll be honest, as a parent, like seeing so many of these kids get marginalized. It's gut-wrenching, right? And
yep.
this is an opportunity for them to get out and be involved, and it's magical if mm-hmm. you actually go to some of these tournaments, just how into it everybody is. And frankly, Henry, the kids with intellectual disabilities
and
the kids without, right? The,
mm-hmm.
the people without are getting as much of it, if not more, than the kids with. Wouldn't you say, Jenna?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're talking to Jenna Perkins and Eric Perkins joining us in studio here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. And you just brought it up, E, mm-hmm. in that the variety of sports. Jenna just mentioned, you know, flag football. You're talking about volleyball and flag football and basketball and soccer. And I love the fact that just recently, I want to say it was like 3 weeks ago, mm-hmm. we had the women's or the girls' flag football that was being featured on ESPN. I love that they had that tournament.
Wow.
So when you're talking about all of these different activities, it is, you know, impactful and meaningful mm-hmm. to have inclusion for so many people to be involved and have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And you know what? And with what's happening next year, next summer here in the Twin Cities, mm-hmm. you know.
2026 USA Games is happening.
Special Olympics is here, right? Yeah.
Yeah, at the University of Minnesota, actually.
All right, so the last time that it was here, I actually participated because I'm a member of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity, and that's one of our givebacks, and that's one of our community, you know,
cool.
events. And so I remember being over there at the track and field portion of it over there at the U of M, and that was awesome. So mm-hmm. I'm sure that you guys are looking forward to that.
Yeah, I can't wait. And I have a good friend, Danny Strigo, that he used to play for the University of Minnesota football team, and now he's moving on to the NFL. The
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah,
he got
really?
Drafted by the Jags, and he is one of the honorary co-chairs along with Jenna.
Okay.
Ever since the announcement came that the Twin Cities were going to be the host site for the 2026 games, and these are huge games. And I'm getting a little off topic, but every 4 years, much like an Olympics, these happen.
Yep.
They
mm-hmm.
were last in Orlando in 2022, and now in 2026 they're coming to Minnesota, and it's just. I don't think people realize yet or have their fully heads wrapped around it just how big of a deal this mm-hmm. is. It's awesome.
All right, so Park, you know, specifically kind of talk to the audience about the importance mm-hmm. of being able to have this for the parents out there because, you know, when we look at society with everything that's going on, everybody needs somebody, everybody needs some support to be able to have the why fulfill this mission of having mm-hmm. these camps. Talk about the importance of that.
It's fantastic because, like, honestly, you know, when you look at the models, the one kind of gap mm-hmm. that Special Olympics Minnesota is looking to kind of beef up are some of their summer programs. And the Y steps in and they say, hey, we're all in. And this gives like, it's like two superpowers coming together to promote these camps. And it's just awesome. And I think they really want to ramp it. This is sort of a beta run mm-hmm. here because, you know, it was sort of a late kind of start to getting this all ramped up this year. But the camps are available. There's plenty of space at them. Go to ymcanorth.org. Type in Unified in the search bar. You'll find it. And yeah, totally. Right. Sign up. And it's just there's wait lists mm-hmm. at so many of these places for kids. And so this is an opportunity and it's open, right? It's open. So I would imagine there's going to be a lot of people clamoring to get into these camps.
And athletes with and without disabilities too.
Yeah.
It's all inclusive. I do want to say.
Inclusion revolution.
And I will admit this. I do have a little bit of a slight bias because I'm a fan of Glenn Doug Gunderson. I met him before. He's the president CEO of the YMCA of the North, and he's an awesome guy. And I met him a few years ago. It was actually on the podcast that the Y did, and he seems like a great dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's the real deal, right? And he walks the walk. And I think the Y does in so many ways that go well beyond sports and activities, too. And so to see them and what Special Olympics Minnesota has been able to do in the last several years in increasing their brand, this is such a powerful, powerful tandem effort, I think.
Mm-hmm. All right, so, Jen, I got to ask you this because according to the information that I've seen, the first 4 days of each week-long camp features one or two sports, but then on Fridays is capped off with a field trip. So is Friday, like, going to be your favorite day of all of the camps?
I think so. They said they weren't going to, like, for some of the ideas were Twins game, Lynx game, I think, and a... something.
There's a lot of question marks. It's like kind of like a wild card. I think the kids find out once they get to camp what their field trip is going to be. But that sounds awesome. They're providing a lot of variety is the bottom line. Mm-hmm. And every day it's different sports. They're learning different values and they're opening it up. Mm-hmm. There's scholarship opportunities because they don't want to have barriers for kids that maybe can't afford summer camp fees. You know, there's those opportunities as well. They're trying to get everybody into these camps because ultimately, like Jenna said, it's the inclusion revolution. There you go.
That's awesome. Hey, look, I'm so thankful that you come into studio and you've been able to hang out and kind of talk to me about this because I'm super supportive of anything involving kids. I don't care what part of the state you are. I don't care if you're in the inner city, outer city, outstate, because we got to keep our kids active. And that's another that's another part to it. Like, we can sit here and we can talk about getting together, but also being physically active I think helps too.
And I also love kids.
You love kids?
Yeah.
What is your favorite sport?
I like basketball or...
I love her already.
Or any, or any sport in particular, but mostly basketball.
Now, what's your favorite sport to play with your dad?
Oh, gosh. Pickleball, basketball.
Oh, we got some pickleball players?
I dabble, Henry. I dabble.
I love pickleball.
Hey,
and I also have my own racket.
Hey, everybody out there, listen, you should have seen the look on Eric Perkins' face. He's like, I just dabble. I just dabble.
I'm not good. I mean, I don't want to, like, you know, hype it up too much, but yeah, I've got some game.
All right, for the people out there that that are curious, I'll ask this in closing. They're like, man, what has Eric Perkins been up to since he got off of television?
Dude.
What you been up to, man?
Thanks for asking. Yeah, no, in 2021, I decided it was time to split, man. I have three school-age kids.
You're Jason DeRusha before Jason DeRusha.
I was missing a lot of time at home, wasn't I?
Yeah, a lot.
A lot of road games and stuff. But you know what? The hours were weird, and so now I've got a job where I started my own production company, Henry, and we shoot videos for businesses, internal, really external storytelling, and it's Perk and Play Productions, and it's actually working out pretty doggone well, and it is a lot better hours. I'm not gonna lie.
Yes,
that's awesome, man. Yeah. Hey, look, we got each other's contact info. Let's stay in touch, man. You know, I've been a fan for a long, long time. I appreciate you.
It's mutual.
Jenna, it's been
nice
a pleasure to have
you.
Yeah, come in studio to talk about all the great things happening here with the Special Olympics, these unified sports camps in the YMCA.
Thank you.
All right, Eric Perkins, Jenna Perkins in studio here on The Lake Show. We'll take a break, come back, wrap up hour one, and we'll do that next.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
All righty. Let me just say this here quickly. First off, thanks so much to Eric and Jenna Perkins for being in studio. That's awesome. There's only one thing I care about with NFL preseason. Only one thing I care about. It is don't have any devastating injuries. That's all I care about. I don't care if J.J. McCarthy doesn't throw one touchdown in the preseason. I don't care if he throws three picks. I don't care about any of that. Don't get hurt. I don't care if Justin Jefferson doesn't need to see the field. He doesn't. I don't care. Just don't get hurt. Breaking news. The L.A. Chargers, Pro Bowl left tackle, Rashawn Slater, done for the year. Ruptured patella tendon, suffered in practice today. He is one of the best offensive linemen in the league, and now you are talking about the star young quarterback for the Chargers is not going to have his guy right there. That sucks. Practice. We're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice. That sucks, dude.
I think that he just got a new contract, too.
Yes.
Which, there was
11 days ago, $113 million extension.
Yeah.
$92 million guaranteed.
Yeah. I thought when you mentioned the injury, saw earlier tonight that Anthony Richardson took a shot in the Colts-Ravens preseason game. Somebody came off the edge completely unblocked and just flattened him out of the game. Former Viking Daniel Jones is now in. I mean, it's, we give the preseason and training camp kind of a hard, I guess training camp is one thing. I think when you're in a game, it's just so hard to prevent those injuries because you want to give them some reps. But how do you manage that? I mean, you can't protect people, but it sucks when you lose stars before the season even starts.
Well, this is, first off, the Slater injury, that was in practice. So
yes.
That wasn't even a game. So no. I'm not going to sit here and criticize preseason games because it wasn't even a darn game, right? It wasn't a game.
No, it's practice.
But the reality is, though, I think that we do need to have that conversation about how many preseason games you need. Seriously.
Well, it used to be four, but you can't lower that anymore.
Why can't you?
You can't just have guys go into the season cold. I mean, you need to have
teams practicing against each other. What does it matter?
I mean, you do have some of those practices that are.
How many exhibition games do college players play? Zero.
Zero. Yeah, but you've got your non-conference cupcakes. I mean, those are kind of the same thing.
Yeah, but hold on. So, utilizing what you just stated, couldn't we just go from four to two? What's wrong with two? Two preseason games? Because we know that the starters don't even play all of them.
Yeah, and that over the course of the last couple of years has kind of been, that's been the MO. And that's when you see things, if guys don't get those, reps, those real-time reps. But you do have guys that are also in these preseason games, they're kind of dogging it a little bit. Unless you're a fringe roster guy. I mean, these preseason games, you need those for the fringe roster guys. I think you need more on tape, as they say. You need more repetition because some of these guys, one game, that might not be enough. Two games, that might not be enough.
Like right now, if you are a Bengals fan, you don't want to see another drive out of Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow, 6 of 7 for 71 yards and a touchdown. Perfect start to the game.
Oh, yeah, and it's all scripted.
You don't need to see Joe anymore. Like, dunzo. Have a seat.
No,
that's it.
No, it's Jake Browning time. But those are, you know, those are all set up, though. I mean, they've got this where, okay, our guys are only going to play, you know, they're going to play a series or two series, and then that's it. But for a guy like J.J. McCarthy, how much do you need to see from him, considering that he, you know, had the knee injury last year in a preseason game? Do you need to see him a lot against the Texans, or do you protect him?
Coming up next, let's talk about the other football, soccer. Minnesota faces Colorado. The goalkeeper, the star, the all-star, Dane St. Clair, he joins us next year on The Lake Show.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over a million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.